superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
From a team perspective also, it's better to have volunteers as opposed to hostages.
How does he come up with these? That's what I really want to know.
I love Mike Thomas.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Is this happening? The Atlanta Braves are world champions.
Earlier on the show,
NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport.
Coming up,
Rams general manager Les Snead. Fox NFL analyst Mark Sanchez. Pro Football Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson. Actor Tyrese Gibson.
And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Ian Rappaport in hour number one talking about all the news that's breaking today. Aaron Rodgers is tested positive for COVID. He is out for Sunday's game. He and the Packers will start Jordan Love against Kansas City this Sunday, adding a whole different layer to the game that we've been looking forward to for quite some time, with the two MVP quarterbacks being slated to go for it. And the Packers have not lost since the first week of the season. The head coach, Matt LaFleur, is talking right now, and we will get you those sound bites as best we can. Turn it around, as they say in the business. Odell Beckham Jr. not at practice with the Cleveland Browns today. We don't know why. Neither did Ian. The Deshaun Watson trade didn't happen. Ian Rappaport, and we had talked about all that. If you missed it, go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Short of the Watson trade not happening, which we all expected, the thing that the trade deadline gave us was another unexpected trade, that the Rams acquire Von Miller. We were on live when that happened. We're like, whoa. You even said, because you said there's been a trade. Yeah. Von Miller's been traded.
Yeah, you were in the middle of something, and I was like, hey, breaking news.
And your first line, TJ, was, what? And then we find out it's the Rams, and then I just went for it and sung the praises of this man who's kind enough to call into the program right now on the Mercedes-Benz van phone line from the Los Angeles Rams, the general manager, Les Snead, back here on the show. How are you doing, Les?
I'm good, and because you went for it, Rich, I probably got more text with the, if you want to call it the highlight of your show, after you went for it, than I've ever gotten before.
Are you?
I'll let your audience go from there. Let their mind wander.
Well, I mean, I mentioned how you walk regularly, even though church bells are involved. And as a matter of fact, Les, I think we have exclusive audio of you getting on the phone today. There it is. Right there. Is that what you're referring to, Les? Right there?
You know what? I all the memes that my teenagers sent me were similar or even more graphic.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, and I'm also very proud of myself. I'll be very honest with you at the same time, Les. So,
you know what? You're a creative.
Thank you, sir.
So I'm sure that's in the wheelhouse. Being a creative, the last time we chatted, it seems like it was my wife's birthday. Yes. And, you know, you admitted maybe the bias that you have based on the relationships, but yes. I'm not sure that your listeners do know that. Probably the last time you and I chatted, yes, we weren't really chatting. I was listening to you, like, really do a really good, probably, rendition of Neil Diamond.
Yes, I did. Oh, some, yes.
Karaoke. kind of birthday.
I worked out of my wheelhouse that night. Yeah, usually it's just it's just Sinatra, but I was going for it back in June when you're. Well, I guess that's another line from a Sinatra song. But man, I just couldn't believe that trade. So let's just jump right into it, if you don't mind. How did this start? Do you bring up Von Miller to the Broncos? I mean, is that what it is? Where you had made another trade with them? Did you bring it up then? I know I'm asking 15 questions at one, but
I think you're correct in because George Denver, you know, they had, wow, have they been hit at linebacker, and it seems like, you know, every game one or two were going down. So I know when we were discussing the Kenny Young thing, you know, I did bring up, hey, George, I know we're probably not doing a Von Miller for Kenny Young trade, but based on maybe some rumors out there, based on him being in the last year of his contract, based on where they asked, hey, are y'all thinking of moving Von? And George said, hey, why don't we do this? Let's get through the Kenny Young thing, and then over the next few days, if that is the case, I'll circle back with you. And it does seem like at the end of last week, George circled back. So yes, that conversation did lead to Von being a Ram.
And then the compensation involved money, obviously, because of the draft choices that you gave up, being a second and a third for next year's draft, and the money that Denver's putting towards the remainder of his contract. Is that how that works? That if they had tossed less money towards his contract, the draft choices would have been less then?
Yeah, I think that is true. There's kind of a sliding scale. Mm-hmm. Per se, when us general managers are chatting based on contracts like that and how much a team takes on, you know, and what the compensation would be. So you're exactly right. There is a sliding scale. And that was the interesting thing about this trade, because we were very upfront with George from the beginning, right? For us to be able to take on Von based on our cap situation and things like that, they were going to have to be willing to do that. And obviously they were in the end, but not saying it was a deal breaker, but it was somewhat of a deal breaker based on our situation.
Les Snead, general manager of the LA Rams, fresh off of the Von Miller acquisition right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Now let's get to the church bells part here. I mean, you're giving up a ton of draft capital, Les, not just for Von, but in addition to what you coughed up for Matthew Stafford, Jalen Ramsey to get here as well. At any point in time, do you sit down, look at the ledger and go, you know, what am I doing? Seriously.
We'll definitely do that. You know, I like to say a one-liner. We definitely value draft picks, and I like to say often, hey, we just use them in innovative ways. But when you do sit down and really look at that ledger you're talking about, just quickly, over the last 5 years, we haven't had a first-round pick. But we've done a lot of maneuvering. We do a lot of trading back. We acquire a lot of picks. We use the comp formula. So we have probably had the third or fourth most draft picks of any team in the previous 5 years, even though we hadn't had a first. So that's the past. So you're always, all right, the ledger, you got to look at the future. Like in this situation too, Rich, we knew coming into this year, we're going to get a third round comp for Brad Holmes becoming the GM of the Detroit Lions. And we expect to get four more compensatory picks based on players that we lost last year, like a John Johnson, starting with him and a host of others. So with that being said, we were expecting, even though we traded those picks, eight picks in this year's draft. So we're always kind of looking at the past, the future, what we need to do, how we best utilize those picks. And our model does allow us to acquire picks via, through, you know, whether it's the comp formula or it's trading back in the draft.
So what about just, you know, passing it up the chain of command for you just to say, hey, we're going to give up more picks. I mean, do you have to do that, or do you have the full green light?
You definitely have to do that. Or I would say this, whether it's a half, it's actually a philosophy I believe in, right?
Mm-hmm.
That obviously Sean and I work together, but working with Kevin Demoff and Stan Kroenke, owner, making sure, they're in the loop, making sure they know what the intentions are and also what the ramifications are, and here's the why behind it. And like you said, here's the ledger moving forward. And with that being said, I always say the draft's very important to us. Mm-hmm. And we believe in utilizing every round of the draft. We believe in collecting as many picks as possible. That way you obviously get more players. You get, a mutual fund, right? It's like a venture capitalist. You have more chance to have successes, and it takes a symbiotic relationship with the coaching staff where we can say, as just a pitcher to paint it, right? We can let a really good player like John Johnson move on, and we will probably recruit a fourth round comp for him, and then replace him with a player that we drafted in the sixth round. So that takes a very symbiotic relationship with the coaching staff, knowing exactly the type of players they need, believing in them and their ability to develop the players, and those coaches having the courage to say, yes, let's roll with Jordan Fuller and move on from John. And that's just the way the NFL works.
And before we move on to the actual Von Miller, a scheme and what's to be done with him now and for the future, Les Snead, last one for you on just this whole subject about roster maneuvering and valuing draft picks and trading a lot of them for real deal people right here, right now. I'm sure you've heard also in the media the conversation that, boy, this just proves the Rams are all in for this year. And I'm sure you laugh at something like that. Like, every year you're like, we're only halfway in. We're fine if we just reach the divisional round. You know what I mean? Like, of course you want to win the Super Bowl every year. That said, this sure looks like every single chip that you have at your disposal is now pushed right to the middle of the table to make sure you do what the Bucs did last year, which is win it in your own building. Would you agree with that based on this acquisition?
Well, we're very aware of where we're at right now. And what's interesting, right, we've got 7 wins, but we're the 5th seed, and right now we're traveling, in the wild card round to play. So we still have work to do to win a division and to get, try to buy for that buy. So we're always aware of where we're at. And toward the end of the season, based on how you're playing, injuries, there's realistic expectations. But, Rich, I often say our vision's not to build something to just win one game. It's to build something to win a lot of games and as many as possible. And when you're able to do that, right, you're able to put yourself in position to write, if you want to call it, ski for the gold medal. But similar to our last 5 years with Sean, we have the third most wins of any team. So I only say that to say, yes, every year is important, but also we also look at, the bigger picture, the longer term, and it's not just 1 year, but we hope to do it many years.
Does that mean you could even go into your ledger and envision Von Miller sticking around, Stan?
I know we did when we made the trade, based on the position he plays, based on his pedigree, based on, right, you can watch it. He's not necessarily losing a step. And a lot of times players of his caliber, right, they got more gears than most, so even as they age and they lose a gear, they're still one or two gears ahead. So we did talk with Von and his representation about making this a little more than 1 year, but we all agreed let's get through the next 48, 72 hours, transition Von here, and then go from there on that.
So,
he's definitely going to help us this year. We'd like to have him help us next year and the years into the future as well.
So it's not even, I thought you were going to go, let's just get through this season. Like, you're willing to start talking about this right now for Von.
We're definitely willing to start talking about it, sooner than later. That's been a vision, and we communicated that with his representation, and we agreed to do that.
What was that phone call with Sean like to say, hey, by the way, yeah, we got Von Miller. What was that like for you, Les?
Well, the phone call, once Sean realized it was realistic, he checked in on the hour every hour. But I do remember the first conversation I had with him.
Yeah.
He was like, I think he used the quote with our media, you're, and then you can add your, block, bleep, bleep, bleep me.
Yeah.
And based on that was, hey, we got a chance to get Von Miller. And oh, by the way, how do we pay for that? Well, they're willing to do their part in helping us with that based on that sliding scale we talked about before. So once he knew I wasn't pulling some type of Halloween prank or April Fool's early prank on him, he was all in.
So then what's the scheme? What can you reveal? Like, what's the hell is this going to look like? I mean, this is crazy, but what do you envision,
I think Les? It'll be interesting what it will look like, but what we do know is, and what we found out over the last couple of years, is obviously when you have Aaron Donald, a lot of teams are going to try to do their best to make sure he doesn't wreck the game. And a lot of times just, hey, there's five offensive linemen, and there's running backs and tight ends, and let's call it the eligibles that can go out. So with Aaron, a lot of times teams, you'll hear people say slide protect, right? They're going to slide a side of the line to Aaron. So there's often two and three hands on Aaron, and that line's kind of taking care of Aaron's side. Well, when we had Leonard Floyd on the other side, teams could maybe use a tight end, a running back, even a wide receiver to chip double team Floyd. So what it's going to do by adding this third piece is it's definitely going to stress and put pressure on how let's call it the offensive staff plans to come up with their protection schemes on those Tuesday nights. And then it's also going to stress and pressure them, during the game, because now you're not just trying to take two away. You're definitely game planning for three instead of two right now.
And then, of course, everything's local, just like politics and real estate, right? And building rosters, too. You make a deal like this figuring, okay, this helps get Kyler on the ground. Russ, when his pin is removed from his finger. Lance, if that's somebody who we got to see, right? That's what this...
That's a great point. In our division, especially with Kyler and Russell, you've got to stop them from beating you passing the ball. And, oh, by the way, they got that extra pitch in there, or their extra club in their golf bag, and that's being able to escape and beat you with their legs. And having athletes, over the years we've had some success with those players when we have those type of athletes that can run east to west. And not necessarily stop them, but contain them, and obviously having Von on the other side helps that as well.
All right, Les, my kids are catching the ball in the backyard, 13, 10, and 8, so they might be available for your next first-round draft choice. I'll keep them practicing, for that eventuality,
Yeah, we hadn't gone to the ledger then, but, we'll look into the future and kind of see how that looks. And, but it does seem like that's a different Rams team. The Eisen kids, the next Cooper Kupp.
That's right, Cooper Eisen. It's the next Cooper Kupp. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. It's our house, Eisen House. That's what I want them to start screaming in SoFi at some point in time. But
I bet you I have gray hair by then.
Yeah, very good. You'll still have hair. I know that. Hey, Les, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it. Congrats on the deal. Let's do this again.
All right. Appreciate it, Rich.
Yeah, it's Les Snead, everybody. General manager of the Los Angeles Rams. You've got five, we've got four, but guess what? Our four is Donald, Floyd, and Von Miller, and we'll just keep coming. We'll just keep coming. Yep. And we don't have to pay much for him this year. And we're already talked to him about let's keep it going. If you think you're like, yeah, right. Okay. So Von, how are you gonna fit him under the cap? They won't figure it out. What do you think? Yay or nay? They'll figure it out?
They'll figure
this
it
guy?
Out.
This guy?
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Wow, what a move. What a move. You have the sound again? I think he's just walked away from the phone, right? You got that, Jason? There it is. He's walking away right there. No, by the way, people are like wondering, is it 12 o'clock right now? No, it's not.
No, sorry. It's 1:18 Eastern.
Sunday night, the first one to face Von Miller in the 58, I imagine, for the Los Angeles Rams. And Aaron Donald, number 99. Oh, my gosh. It's Ryan Tannehill. And without none other than Derrick Henry, will Adrian Peterson be suited up? Peterson. Oh, my gosh. What a great game. This is going to be Titans-Rams, NBC. And Peacock starts it all off Sunday, 7 Eastern. On NBC Sunday Night Football. Al Michaels is going to be fired up. All he's going to do is take a courtesy car to the game. Come on. He's going to be awful chipper in that booth. Big game.
I'll be there.
Oh, you will be?
Yeah, we're going.
Whose house? Are you, shirts on or off?
At the game?
Yes. Shirt on.
On. Okay. I don't think they'll let me in without a shirt.
All right, let's take a break. So Mark Sanchez, we're relatively on time for him. We'll be back with the Fox NFL analyst. Another quarterback situation to talk about. We'll talk about it with Mark when we come back. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
He's doing a great job calling games on Fox. You're seeing him in studio now. The USC Trojan turned New York Jet. He also spent a cup of coffee, Philadelphia Eagles, and more. He's now here on the Rich Eisen Show to talk about everything going on in the world of the NFL. And he's calling Cardinals at Niners, late window, 4:25 p.m. Eastern on Fox with Kevin Kugler and the great Laura Oakman, who's one of the greatest people on planet Earth. Mark Sanchez here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Mark?
Richie, baby. What's up, man? How we doing?
I'm great, man. Life's good for you?
I mean, buddy, if I were any better, it'd be against the law.
I love it. I love it, dude. So let's just jump right into it here and ask you, what do you think is going through Jordan Love's mind right now?
Whoa, Mark. I mean, hopefully he doesn't test positive, right?
Right, exactly.
That would be the biggest deal there. And I mean, you said it right before I came on, that what a crazy 72 hours. We felt like pieces were starting to fall in place, and we're expecting, you know, maybe a couple big trades, and they kind of didn't happen. We're expecting the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes to come to an end, and then everything you didn't expect starts happening with Odell Beckham, with Aaron Rodgers, two staples in the NFL, and everybody's kind of reeling, reacting to stuff. So the most important thing for Jordan Love is to try and compartmentalize and block out all that noise, get in, prepare like he does, and you know, get ready to play on Sunday, knowing, you know, he's going to get his first start. And thankfully, he's had a ton of time. He's had a ton of reps in the system. It's not like this is week one, his rookie year. You know, he's going to benefit from watching Aaron play this last year and a half, season and a half. So if he can just
hone in on that, focus on those details, I'm sure that Matt LaFleur will get him ready to roll.
I mean, you've had many roles in your time playing quarterback in the NFL, Mark, from, you know, franchise face and hope of a city and two-time championship game quarterback to backup quarterback who, you know, had to win games. So how difficult was it for Geno and Cooper Rush and Mike White and Trevor Siemian to do what they did this past week?
That last weekend, four dudes all coming out with W's, I believe. I mean, that is unheard of. And especially, it's different when you go into the week knowing you're going to play. Mm-hmm. But when you have to go in, like when I went in against Houston, when we're in Philly and Foles goes down with a shoulder injury back in whatever that was, 14, 15, I can't remember. But you go in mid-game and the first play we called was like a deep post and a deep cross. I mean, this is like coming off the bench cold, shooting three-pointers, and you're a little nervous, like, dang, I could have used a couple more warm-up throws. You know, I could have used a full game plan and all the reps during the week, but at that point, nobody cares. You know, everybody's just expecting you to play and play well. And so we hit a deep ball to Macklin, and I underthrew it a tick. I think if I threw it correct, he would have walked in the end zone, but I underthrew it and he got tackled, but at least we got the completion. So when you got to go in mid-game, it's a little different than getting the reps all week. So Jordan Love's going to benefit from that. But it's funny, too. I was talking with Coward yesterday, and we talked about Mike White, and I saw something on Twitter that said the only other quarterback – or Mike White's the first quarterback to throw for 400 since Vinny Testaverde. And I was like, dang, who are all those scrubs in between?
Come on now. Come on now. You're part of the ground and pound, Mark. Come on now.
That's right, baby.
Those are some of the best
– Third and six, line up with the fullback and tailback and run power.
Exactly. You know, it's kind of crazy, dude. And White is the only quarterback who's thrown for 400 yards in his first career start, other than Cam Newton. That's it. That's the list.
It's unbelievable. I would have never thought Cam would be in that stat either. That one blew me away.
Well, he came in, as you know, like a house of fire, you know, iconic and entertaining, as he promised he would be. And, you know, and now, so, you know, Mark Sanchez here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Rich, real quick. Mark, you had a 369.
There you go.
In 2011, week three.
There you go.
There we go.
You came close.
No slouch.
311, week three. I'm trying to remember.
Who did you do against?
At Oakland.
At Oakland.
369.
Oh, in a black hole where all Jets moments go to die. I remember those.
That was a hot. No, that wasn't a hot dog game. Hot dog was my rookie year.
Where'd you get that hot dog, by the way, Mark?
Okay, so you see on the sidelines all the time, and these guys kind of like lurk in the shadows, but they're like ball boy, shagger kind of guys.
Yeah.
And they have the blue shorts and the white shirt and a blue NFL hat. Everything's got the logo. It looks like old school, like central casting wardrobe for like, you know, like a PE uniform, you know, like so janky. And they're always on the sidelines getting stuff, filling up water and Gatorade and doing stuff, and I couldn't eat before the game, because we win three games to start the season, we lose three games, and now I'm feeling like the heat from New York. And I'm like in this place before the game where I can't even like eat. I'm just so anxious about the game. And I don't eat before the game. We have an afternoon game on the West Coast. And we just blew the doors off. We're up 38-0, game's in the bag. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, I might faint. I'm going to freaking pass out. I am so lightheaded and so hungry. I need something. And mm-hmm. The guy's like, you got a Gatorade? We got a Gatorade bar or like a power bar? I'm like, dude, I need like food. I'm like, I'll take a cheeseburger. I'll take a hot dog. He goes, you want me to run up to the concession? And I was like, yeah, anything but nachos because I can't really eat that. It's going to get too messy.
Right.
And he goes, all right, I'll get you a dog. And I said, grab some mustard. You know? And so he runs back down, hands me the dog, the mustard, as promised. And I'm trying to hide that thing. And Gumbel and Deardorff find it on their camera.
Mm.
And I was, like, so mad after because I tried to do such a good job of hiding that thing. And, you know, some people thought it was funny. Some people took it like, oh, you know, what a jerk, like rubbing it in, like I can eat a hot dog on the sideline, which obviously wasn't the point.
Right.
And, you know, if I was doing that, I wouldn't have hit it. I would have walked on the 50-yard line and ate it. Like,
So
it was just. Yeah,
so
that was it.
Maybe
it
they should cater.
Gave me a hard time.
Maybe if there was a blue tent now, you could just say, hey, just put this thing up and cater it.
That's
you know,
the way I mean, to do it.
You know what I mean?
Go down and, you know, like
like
move
a green
your
room.
Shoulder around, like, ooh, I think I heard something, Doc. Why don't you come in and check it out? And you got a full buffet spread.
And bring some mustard and relish.
Yeah, exactly.
And some cheese fries.
Mark Sanchez here on the Rich Eisen Show. Based on what you could tell, why wasn't Odell working out in Cleveland? Did you ever have you looked at any all 22 with that?
You know,
what do you got for me on that?
Some of it is just time on task. Like, he's been in and out of the lineup. Baker's kind of been in and out of the lineup. And then I think this thing took on a life of its own. And then it became something that they constantly had to deal with. And, you know, it's almost like when Baker's ready to throw and sometimes Odell's not there, it was just like square peg, round hole, and it just didn't work. And it was funny because I've been asked that question, like, did you ever have receivers like that? And I was like, you know, I don't really remember that. I mean, I remember guys being either really good or just not that good. And you're like, damn, I threw a great ball. He should have been there. Or, man, he's really fast. I got to throw this earlier. I got to adjust to him a little bit. But I think they just missed. They just didn't quite work. And like I said, it just became something bigger than it needed to be. And then they're both overcompensating, you know, trying too hard. And sometimes when you do that, just like a player, you can tell when they're thinking too much, they don't play fast. And when you're not playing fast, it's because you don't know what to do. And you've got to go through it over and over in your head, and you just look slow, and it just doesn't work. And so, unfortunately, that was the case. I think, you know, honestly, at the beginning of the season, it might have been the best time to just, hey, let's see what we can get for them. But now they're just in a weird spot where they might not get anything for them, and God forbid he goes to somewhere else in the division and comes back to bite him.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know if he'd wind up in Pittsburgh. Cincinnati, I think, is straightened, but maybe the Ravens would say, let's go and stick him out there with Hollywood Brown. And, you know,
there'd be plenty of teams that kick the tires on him for sure. Just, all right, we got to make a run. You know, a team, even New Orleans, even teams like, hey, if we got a ride with our backup here, let's give him somebody else. Let's give this defensive coordinator somebody else to stay up all night on Wednesday trying to game plan for him.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, just to make it harder.
We all know who would turn him back into a Pro Bowler would be Belichick. You know it. Like, that's where everybody goes to get turned back
and
into Pro Bowlers.
I mean, everybody thinks that could be a great landing spot, too, because of the culture and the way he's handled everybody. And, you know, with Odell, certain guys, you know, the Jalen Ramseys of the world, like, different guys. I mean, when you say, like, oh, you know, they're like, people will use the word trouble or problem guys or locker room issues or whatever. And I don't know if that's totally fair, right? Because these guys aren't, like, arrested every other week. You know, like, they're not in trouble with the law. It's just they're a little more outspoken. They express themselves a little different. And you got to deal with that stuff. And you got to manage what you're willing to deal with in an NFL locker room. And an NFL culture. And if you can handle it because of the veterans you have and other guys, and then for them to, you know, walk the line if they have to, be the company man in some ways if they have to with some of their comments. And I think, you know, that compensation on both sides, you know, both sides can reap the benefit of that. So, you know, he can go somewhere and play really well, and then unfortunately it'll just make the Browns look worse.
So it's not a Baker thing? Because you hear that. I mean, you had mentioned where you were yesterday. That's kind of a lair for that sort of thing. But, you know, is it a Baker thing, Mark?
You know, I'm still like, you're starting to see Baker play against a lot of his contemporaries. And I love his attitude. I love, you know, his work ethic. I think he does want it to work. I just don't know if he's ever going to crack that, like, top 15, top 20 of quarterbacks in the NFL. And that's okay. It's just, you know, and that's what they've done with their running game, with their defense, mm-hmm. the players they've acquired, the system they run. I mean, it's heavy run now. And when Baker's been his best, and I've said this before, you know, he's a 25 throw a game guy, 30 max. And after that, it's almost like a little bit of speed wobbles. It's almost like, this is not where we feel comfortable. Now, every once in a while, you're going to have to put it up 40 times a game. You're just going to have to. You're getting the brakes beat off you, and you got to come back and rally from 14, 17 points, and you got to throw it. But if they had their truthers, I would say, hey, we're going to run it, you know, 30-plus times and throw it 25 if we absolutely have to. That's just kind of been their way for success. And now they're in this position like, are we going to pay this guy like all his contemporaries?
Now you nailed it. Now that's exactly, that's the issue right there, because he was a 50-60 throw guy in winning the Heisman. You know what I mean? Like, we never ever, when Baker came out of college, thought, well, this guy can't wing it around. I mean, like, that's the way he did.
Here's my only thing. Now, I get it. The numbers are there. But that's a lot of quick, RPO, shallows, slants, unders. I mean, that ain't like, going through one, two, and three reads. You got better personnel 95% of the time in every game. That's different. You know what I mean? Now you get in the NFL and you're like grinding out completions on third and five where you got to be incredibly accurate, precise with your throws, and one ball length left or right is the difference between converting. I mean, the margin for error is so much smaller. It's different than, hey, toss a little bubble screen to CeeDee Lamb and watch him go for 80. And I'm not knocking it. That's what college football's become. I'm not, minimizing his success. He's one of the best to ever play, and he's a heck of a quarterback. It's just, in the ranks of – he's, in the elite class of quarterbacks in the world. I mean, he's one of 32, so that's pretty special. But then you've got to start, divvying up, there's Tom Brady's and Aaron Rodgers and all these other guys, there's a hierarchy to this thing, and I just don't see him in that top 20, really.
Before I let you go, Mark Sanchez, while we're on the subject of college football, how's the Tomlin contract at your alma mater working? How's that going?
I thought that was so funny, because Carson mentioned it on the air, and I remember hearing it, and I was like, oh, man, that's awesome. Like, dang, I didn't even think about that. I'm kind of mad. Like, I wonder if Carson and Liner and, all the other guys got, an email, and I'm pissed that I didn't have my name on the list.
Right.
And so I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool. I saw his emphatic no at his press conference, and I was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah. Well, so,
talk about your all-time backfires.
So who's on the wish list? Do you know who's on the wish list?
I think Joe Brady would be great. Mm-hmm. I think, I wouldn't be shocked if this goes a little bit longer, this whole search thing, and I think they throw some serious consideration and money and a whole, presentation at a lot of big-time coaches that are very established, that are well-established.
Right.
That would, shock you. Like the Sabins and Dabos and, people like that, just to make everybody say no. Right? Just to make Mike Tomlin say no. Just to make, Sean Payton. Like, all these guys. Andy Reid. Like, hey, come to USC. Here's what we got for you. Just to make them say no. And then they land somewhere where they think, is appropriate. But I do think that I think the position sells itself. I think with the new name, image, likeness stuff, L.A. sells itself. You want to work in broadcasting. You want to be, a name in sports for the rest of your life. I mean, where else would you want to be? This is your spot. And I think it'd be great for whoever comes in. That stuff sells itself. But the most important thing is that they got to get these recruits to stop leaving California, right? They got to lock down, this poor usage of that word lockdown, not like COVID lockdown, but lock down the recruiting, exodus from California. Because if you keep all those guys, you're competitive right now. So, I think that's the spot they're in, but I wouldn't be shocked if they throw some serious money and some serious consideration to people that are well-established. That would shock people.
So just to make them say no, because it's possible one of them says, yeah, why not?
Why not? Hey, what else do you have for me? Let's check it out. Hey, let's go take a visit. And boom, once you're here, I mean, I don't know if you'd leave.
No, I know. So there are. So you're saying there are boosters with large enough checks, basically.
There's got to be. But
even though Tomlin said there isn't one for him.
Maybe not for Tomlin. He's the man. That was the funniest quote.
I love your you're so checking funny. Your spam filter for that email for all the core. Like, how did John David Booty get that email?
Come on, guys.
Wait a minute. All right, Mark. Have a great call. I look forward to hearing you call Cardinals at Niners. That's a pretty damn big football game, that's for sure.
We got the rematch, man. We had the duel in the desert earlier this year with Trey Lance's first start, so that was fun. And now we get the rematch with Jimmy GQ.
Fantastic. Look forward to that. Let's do this more often, Mark Sanchez. Great to hear your voice. You be well.
Love to, man. Great to hear from you. Talk soon.
That's Mark Sanchez, Fox Sports. Again, Cardinals at Niners, late window, 4:25 p.m. Eastern on Fox. He'll be in the mic. Yeah, what the hell? Like, Marinovich got it, and I didn't get it?
You
know,
you said John David Booty.
I did.
It's a good one.
Well, what more can I get? Where else can we go? Well, you know Rodney Pete's getting the email.
Yeah,
you know
that. That's mandatory.
You know.
Rodney Pete. Who's the Bills backup for a little
bit? Marinovich is BCC'd. He's BCC'd.
Matt Barkley on those
that's
emails?
That's what I was just about to say.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah, I like Barkley. It. Very good.
I was trying to get Filler to play the Mark. I want you to have my cheese fries.
Well, but you can't find it.
He couldn't find it.
You can't find it.
Del Tufo probably labeled it cheese.
No, we looked.
I tried variations of cheese. Chess, anything.
You misspelled cheese.
Yeah, I tried to dumb it down.
Cheese with a Z.
It's all right. Don't worry. I thought that spot went well. I think Mark will come back. We'll have more.
Well,
by the way, cheese fries. We could talk hot dogs. Cheese fries are next.
We'll get to the bottom of cheese fries.
Oh, nothing but food with Mark Sanchez.
Man, that's fantastic. Speaking of NIL deals, let's give one out. The toughest player on planet Earth is about to be named for this week with the Rich Eisen Show and Gorilla Glue from the Notre Dame Fighting Irish football team and more of your phone calls. Jared Patterson coming up next right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Do you go shirtless to kick it in your own house?
And the answer is?
50.1%, of course.
Yes.
49.9%, no way. Oh,
it's like the New Jersey governor race.
What is going on?
We got to check on the mail-in votes later on today.
Jeez.
Like, here's some people, right? You know, like Aaron Donald never wears a shirt around the crib. Miles Garrett never has a shirt on.
Oh, my gosh, never.
LeBron James never has a shirt on. Those type of guys, you know.
Yeah, but they're Adonis.
That's what I'm saying. Those guys never wear shirts.
Speaking of, Baker Mayfield takes me as a shirt on guy.
Baker takes me as a robe guy.
Well, it's because his house is the stadium.
Yeah, he definitely has a – he's a robe guy. I've seen him in the commercials.
Robe in the commercials? Yeah. But with a shirt.
Yeah.
Robe with the shirt.
He's not animal.
Shirt off.
I mean, he's got an image.
Just put on a shirt.
You
just
like
put on
that
the shirt?
I don't know why you laughed so hard at that.
Because that was
shirt on.
Because it was like you had always almost reached your breaking point with him. It was just like, man, just put on the shirt.
Just give him the shot.
Laugh by then.
Give him the shot.
That's got to be a drop, by the way, feller.
Give him the shirt.
I'll work on that.
Oh boy. Okay. Let's give out our NIL award for the week. Okay, let's do it. What do you think? We've been all over the map here with our Gorilla Glue toughest player on planet Earth. We've gotten Georgia taken care of, Oregon, Oklahoma, right? Mm-hmm. Couple Big Ten schools, Cincinnati. Iowa and Purdue,
yep.
Cincinnati, San Diego State,
yep.
Right? NC State. We had NC State's quarterback.
That's right.
We've been everywhere.
All over the map.
You know, and I know I gave Cincinnati's wide receiver, I think the award went to Cincinnati because they beat Notre Dame, and I'm like, so we're fair and balanced here. We're fair and balanced here. Because, again, this NIL award that we've been giving out every single week, every single Wednesday here on the Rich Eisen Show goes to a player that, you know, does well, obviously, but is also got a great story, is good as a teammate, as a student, if that is – possible as well. We love the stories. We love everybody coming together on this show. And we love the teamwork. And that's what Gorilla Glue loves as well. And we also like the fact that whoever gets this NIL deal doesn't already have 15 of them, you know. And what we're giving out is $1,000, and we're giving out free glue and product. That's what Gorilla Glue has decided to do and decided to do for us here on the Rich Eisen Show. And this week's winner of the Gorilla Glue Toughest Player on Planet Earth from Notre Dame, the offensive lineman, is Jared Patterson. And what Jared has been able to do with this offensive line for the Toughest Player on Planet Earth, he helped with his line mates. Notre Dame racked up 293 yards on the ground in a 10-point win over North Carolina. The Notre Dame offense gained 463 rushing yards and only allowed two sacks in their last two games against USC and UNC. And he's an Outland Trophy and Remington Trophy watch list winner. He's on that, and hopefully he will win the award. But right now he's our toughest player on planet Earth for this week. He is our winner. And Notre Dame, if I'm not mistaken, Christopher, they're 10th, right, on the first college football playoff committee rankings, right? If you want to call that one up for me here on the show. Last night we got our first list. There's Notre Dame at 10. Wake Forest, people. If I had told you before the season, you know where I'm going on this, right?
Yep.
That the ACC representative in the top 10 would be Wake Forest.
Yeah, not buying that. Not buying that.
Not Clemson. Wake Forest, they're ninth. Oklahoma is eighth. My alma mater, seventh. Michigan, it's 7-1. I think the College Football Playoff Committee is setting them up to leapfrog some people if somehow, some way they go on a run from here on out.
I think so, yeah.
Because that's the possibility. If Penn State and Michigan beats Penn State and Ohio State, and Michigan State loses twice to Penn State and Ohio State, it's possible. But Michigan State, congrats, they're in the top four. Yeah. They're three. And joining me right now from the 10th-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish team is our Gorilla Glue toughest player on planet Earth winner for this week, none other than Jared Patterson of Notre Dame. Let's give him a round of applause. How are you, sir?
Yes, sir.
How are you, Jared?
I'm good, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Congratulations to you. What was it like to get the game ball, right? The offensive line as a whole got the game ball for this week, right?
Yeah, for us, the past 3 weeks. That game ball goes to everyone in that room, not just the five guys who started against North Carolina. So, get that recognition from Coach Kelly and Coach Reese. Huge honor, and really just helps to boost the confidence of the group going into November and, playoff contention and things like that.
Honestly, I know it's a team thing, but what is it like for your line to get there's the coach of Notre Dame saying this ball is for you guys all together.
Yeah, it's good. We have some young guys in there. We have a true freshman left tackle. And really, like I said, I think just for the confidence of those guys, and, it's really exciting to get that recognition, all the hard work, all the extra drills you have to practice, all the extra film hours at night, it's really paying off. And then, that showed.
How did you get to Notre Dame, Jared? How did you get there?
Yeah, it's a kind of weird recruiting process. I was committed to Arizona State December of my senior year of high school. Some coaching changes happened, and ended up decommitting. And then January, Notre Dame called, and I visited. And once I kind of got around the players and, on campus and the students, I kind of knew that, this is home for me and where I wanted to be and, play. I continue my academic career as well.
Yeah, and so are you from out here in California? Is that where you're from? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I live in Mission Viejo, California.
That's right. You went to the high school with our same high school as our previous guest in Mark Sanchez. Okay.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
So you're cool with the cold weather? You're fine with that?
Sure. Yeah, it's definitely a little bit of adjustment.
Come on now.
Get days like that in Southern California. But that hasn't been too bad. Just, guys are from, all over the place at Notre Dame. So we all kind of, go through those tough days where it's really cold outside.
Okay. Plus, you're an offensive lineman. If you're the toughest player on planet Earth, you can't say that it's too cold for me out here. You've got to be really focused, right, Jared, on this award and this NIL deal. And congratulations to you on that. And by the way, to our terrestrial radio audience, Eric Dickerson's going to be coming up shortly. And we're going to take a break in a quick second. But I'm here with Jared Patterson of Notre Dame. Congratulations on this NIL deal, sir. You're going to get $1,000 and
awesome.
And glue, but we're going to get a whole bunch of product. I think you're going to be able to share it with the rest of your offensive linemen. because that's what you guys do.
Perfect.
Right?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Do you have anything, Jared Patterson, that needs fixing around your house that this glue is going to come in handy in any way, shape, or form? What do you think?
Not sure. I'll kind of have to wait and see once, you know, I get my hands on it.
Come on now. There's nothing that needs fixing? Nothing that needs that's broken or anything around your house that needs anything?
You know, I do have a bike, a beat-up bike I kind of need fixing, so I think that's where it's going to come in handy.
Okay. So you've got this bicycle. How many speeds is that bike, Jared?
I think in total, like 20 plus.
Okay, very good.